Welcome to the Wealth with Purpose podcast, where people come to learn what the Bible says about money, wealth, and business. Be inspired by some of the greatest Christian thinkers and commentators from around the planet. Enjoy this episode with your host, Alex Cook.
Joining me today, I have Alex Cook, the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose. Alex, thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Shane. It's always good to be with you.
Today's topic is steps to buying your first home. So, Alex, what advice would you give to a young couple looking to buying their first home?
Yeah, well, look, I know a lot of young people are feeling a bit despondent with what they're seeing out there at the moment. My message to them is don't be discouraged by what's going on. I know house prices look high, rents are very high. Don't panic about it and don't be despondent about it, and is to really start a simple planning process for your own future. Because there's a saying out there that says what can't go on forever won't go on forever. So what we're witnessing at the moment in Australia is, you know, absurd rents and absurd house prices, which we talked about last week. And inevitably that's going to stop at some point. It can't go on forever because the debt levels are far too high. Australia's the second most indebted households on earth. And there's going to be a price to pay for that at some point in time. I don't know when that is, but there will be a price to pay. Don't be put off and be concerned by what's going on, because it will ultimately adjust at some point. The other message to say is that owning your own home is a good thing in the long term. When you get to retirement and you're unable to work anymore, or you choose not to work, or you start to get health issues, or those kind of things as we inevitably age. Now, most people aren't thinking about that, obviously, when they're 25, but as you get older, you know, you start to see these things and feel these things in your own body. You do ultimately want to try and own your own home by the time you get to retirement, because we help a lot of people in ministry, and a lot of them, you know, get to 65 and don't have a home. So I do encourage people to have that as a goal, because I do think there's practical and sensible reasons to own your own place. The other thing is, and this may not appeal to many people, is stay at home as long as you can, because obviously while you're at home with your parents, you can save more and really put as much money aside as you possibly can. The other thing is, potentially, rather than buying a property and moving into it, is consider buying an investment property instead and rent it out. And that way, essentially, someone else is contributing to paying down your mortgage, and you've got a tenant in there instead. And, you know, if you stay at home with your parents a little bit longer while you've got a tenant investment property, you're going to be able to chip away at the loan a lot more and get yourself into a much better situation. The other comment I always say to people is, you know, include God in all your financial decisions. Often when it comes to money, for some reason, we tend to, you know, read secular news and we look what's going on, but we often forget to include God in all our financial decisions. And the reality is the Bible has enormous wisdom on what to do financially. You know, God knew this is an issue that mankind would struggle with. And so the Bible is full of wisdom. And so God wants us to ask for his help and to get his wisdom to make good financial decisions. So include God in your decision making. The other thing I'd like to say to young people is start small and work your way up. You know, often because we see our parents, and often by the time we're grown up, our parents are living in nice houses and so forth. But often they didn't start that way. Often, you know, they might have started with the one-bedroom unit, and then they bought a small house, and then eventually they bought their final dream home, so to speak. So start small and work your way up. You don't need to have a big house to begin with, or a house with a huge mortgage. Just start small and work your way up, so you keep your debt manageable and do it that way. So there's some things just for young people to sort of ponder. But as I say, don't be put off by what's going on, because there will be opportunities for young people in the future.
Some great advice there. Alex Cook, my guest today, the CEO and founder of Wealth with Purpose. And Alex, what are the initial steps, particularly the immediate things?
When you think about buying a home, there's obviously the things you need to start preparing for early on. And then there's the steps you need to take when you're getting really serious, right? And you're going to start looking to buy a place. So the more immediate things, you know, for someone who's thinking about buying their first home is, first, get your financial house in order. So look at your income, look at your savings, try and clear your debts, get out of credit card debt. Ideally, get rid of your credit card altogether, because it's actually held against you by banks when you go for a loan. You know, the higher your credit limit, that actually works against you. Get your credit rating into good shape. So make sure your debts are all up to date and being paid and so forth. So that your financial house is in order. And that can be done over the passage of time, but get that in order firstly. The second thing is to what I call know your numbers, okay? Now, this is not about anything complex. It's simply about asking yourself a couple of questions. The first one is, how much can you save each month? So if you do a budget and you look at how much you're spending, you look at your income and see how much you're earning, what's your surplus? What's left over at the end of each month? How much can you save? And are there things in your budget that you can, you know, realistically cut out so that you can increase your savings capacity? That's a really important starting point, knowing your surplus and building that savings capacity. Next thing would be, well, how much do you need for a deposit? Okay, so think about the kind of property you'd want to buy in a couple of years. What's it cost? And work out, what do I need if I want to have a deposit on that kind of property? Now, you've got to allow for other expenses, so things like stamp duty, conveyancing, and there's a few fees associated with mortgages, et cetera. But work out what you need as your setup cost to get you into that property so you can start saving towards that. Because once you know how much you can afford to save and how much you need, you can then work out, well, how long is it going to take me? Is it going to take me 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, or longer? You can work that out. So knowing your numbers is a critical thing. And then the final thing is to automate it. Basically, there's an opportunity here. I think once you know how much you can save, I always say to people, you know, set up like an online savings type account. And when you earn your income, whether you get paid weekly or fortnightly or monthly, sweep a certain percentage of it across into an online savings type account. So that way you're automating your savings towards your mortgage. And some banks even allow you to name your accounts. Obviously, it's got your own name as the title, but you can call it your mortgage saver account. And basically, you sweep money across every month in your mortgage saver account, designed to save so that when you do take out a mortgage, you're ready to go. You're ready to, you know, rock and roll and buy a property. So they're the initial things you need to do to get yourself in order. You're in a really good shape to be able to do that.
And Alex, what are the final steps?
Yeah, so once you've got to that point where you think, right, okay, I'm serious now. I want to go and buy a property probably in the next 6 months or so. Now you can start doing the final, you know, you're in the home stretch, you do the final preparation. The things you kind of need to do here are, firstly, get pre-approval for a mortgage. What you don't want to do is start shopping around for properties when you don't know how much the banks are going to lend you. So you want to start looking around and getting that pre-approval from a bank so that you know what you can realistically spend, what your budget's going to look like, what you can actually afford. Then what you can do also is create a checklist of all the things that you really need. So this is going to depend on your age and stage. You know, have you got a young family? Are you married? Are you single? All those kind of things. What are the things that you need in a property? So have a bit of a checklist here. So when you start going around, you can get a sense of what's on the market, what's good value, what are things cost, and you get a good understanding of what's happening. But you need to have that list of what you want as your prerequisites, if you like. The other thing I would always encourage people to do is get advice. You know, Proverbs talks about talking to many counsellors. So in other words, get the wisdom of others. Talk to friends that have been through the process before. I say to people to build up a kind of a team. You might want to have your conveyancer who's going to help you with the purchase of the property, your mortgage broker who's going to help you to find the finance. And mortgage brokers can be great because they can teach you about the buying process, you know, how to get a loan, how to get pre-approval. They'll talk you through the different steps like getting conditional approval and then unconditional and then getting yourself prepared for settlement. All these things that the terminology may be a bit new to you. And buying a house, to be honest, can be quite stressful. So having people around you that can speak into your life, explain things to you well, is really critical. So getting to know a team of people who can really help you is a great thing to do. So once you've done that, really you just need to start getting out there and researching the area and look closely. So you go to inspections, go to auctions, talk to agents and start learning what's something really worth. What should I be paying for this? Because you'll see some good deals and you'll see some houses that are very overpriced and you'll learn the process. The other thing I often encourage people to do is to consider a buyer's agent. Certainly that's something we've done in the past where we've encouraged clients to do that. Because buying a house, you know, it's a big asset, it's a lot of money, it's usually involving debt. You know, you can make a mistake in terms of buying the wrong house in the wrong area, particularly if it's for investment purposes. So make sure you get expert advice, and a buyer's agent can really be good at that. If you know you've got someone who's very experienced and knows the market well, they can also often access properties before they hit the market, and some of them can also negotiate for you as well. that kind of thing can really help you a lot in this sort of, in those sort of final steps as you go towards buying a property.
Awesome. Great advice there, Alex. Alex Cook, my guest today, the CEO and founder of Wealth With Purpose. And Alex, I'd imagine your website would have a lot of information for people who are looking to buy a home.
We do, absolutely. And in fact, funny enough, we're actually just launching a new course called Buying Your First Home, where we've got a range of speakers, so not just myself, but also experts on property to talk you through and learn about this. Because it's obviously, it's a big issue for many people. Most of us want to own our own home at some point. So, our website, wealthwithpurpose.com, certainly covers off on a lot of those issues that people will be interested in.
Alex, thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Shane.
Alex Cook, the CEO and founder of Wealth With Purpose.
Thanks for tuning into the Wealth With Purpose podcast. For more great biblical wisdom and free resources, please visit www.wealthwithpurpose.com.